Hi, this is Peter Atkinson, and welcome to a special re-release of Blessed Carlo Acutis, celebrating his upcoming birthday on May 3rd. And tune in next week for the inspiring story of Saint Gianna Mola, the patron saint of physicians, unborn children, and mothers.
Carlo is eager to tell his catechism class about Saint Tarcisius, the Roman boy who died to defend the Eucharist. His class, however, are much more interested in lollipops than the mystery inside the tabernacle. How can Carlo share his faith when no one seems to care?
The Saints. Adventures of Faith and Courage. Carlo Acutis. Episode 2, The Longest Line. Listen to all the episodes and discover new shows at thesaintspodcast.com. Are you enjoying The Saints? You can thank homeschooling for that. I'm Peter Atkinson, a proud homeschooler. Unleash your child's potential with our sponsor, Colby Academy. From classic homeschooling to interactive live online classes, Colby brings flexible and personalized education to the comfort of your home. Learn more on customizing your homeschooling experience at thesaintspodcast.com/Colby.
Tarcisius died protecting the Eucharist. He is one of the church's earliest martyrs. He wasn't much older than you.
How was he a martyr if he wasn't eaten by a lion?
Because he died defending the Eucharist.
Why didn't he just eat the Eucharist? Then the other boys would have stopped bothering him.
I don't know the answer to that. Do you want to go make a visit in the chapel now?
What does that mean?
It means we go kneel down and say hello to Jesus in the tabernacle. We will say an Our Father, a Hail Mary, and the Glory Be together.
And then we can go play?
Yes. Let's go now. Come on, everyone. Wait. Wait for me. Go quietly.
Why? Hey, you bumped me.
I have to go to the bathroom.
Say sorry for bumping me. Make him say sorry, Carlo.
Say sorry.
Can I have a lollipop?
Oh, we always get lollipops from Mrs. Milani. Why isn't she here?
No lollipops today. Mrs. Milani isn't here. I'm your new teacher.
Aren't you a little young for that?
You're my brother's age.
You have to be an adult.
Father Mario said that I could teach your class, and that is why I'm here.
You should bring us lollipops.
Or donuts.
Fine. I'll get you some lollipops after we make a visit. Now please, be quiet. We have to be quiet to show reverence in the church. I'm going to open the door now, walk in slowly, and find a pew to sit in. We'll stay for a few minutes and then go back to the classroom.
I still have to go to the bathroom.
Then go!
It'll take a while.
Just meet us back in the classroom. Go inside quietly now and genuflect before you go into the pew.
It's so fancy. I have to go to the bathroom too.
Why didn't you go earlier?
I didn't remember I had to go until Bobby reminded me.
Okay, go now. Hey, Johnny, don't put your mouth on the pew. Maria! Maria! Get off the altar! Wait! Wait! Don't touch the painting! No! Don't touch that!
Carlo, make him stop! He was blocking me!
Okay! Everyone! Out of the chapel! Come with me! It's time for lollipops!
Yay! Yay!
Lollipops! I love lollipops! Yes. Do you have the flavors I like?
Yeah,
I don't
wait.
Know!
Yay! Yeah,
Goodbye, Bobby! I'll see you all next week!
Carlo, how was your catechism class? Are you ready to go home?
Mama, I took them to adoration, and it was a disaster.
How so?
Everyone had to go to the bathroom suddenly, and then two of them got in a fight, while the other one was walking way too close to the altar.
They're children, Carlo. It is remarkable they are there at all.
After 30 seconds, they were bored and ready to leave. They just kept asking for lollipops.
With you as their teacher, they will learn, mi amor.
If people really understood what the Eucharist is, then the line to come into the church would be as long as the line at the stadium for the World Cup.
You have been given a special gift, Carlo.
Everyone has been. Jesus is closer to us now than he was to the people who lived in Jerusalem when he was alive. He's always with us. We can go to him whenever we want and receive him inside of us. The more Eucharist we receive, the more we will become like Jesus.
Now, where did you learn all this? I certainly didn't teach you it.
Catechism class and books and Father Mario? Jesus is here in the Eucharist. Why doesn't everyone know that, Mama? All my friends say that they are Catholic, but they don't go to Mass and they don't believe Jesus is really in the Eucharist.
I used to be like that too, Carlo.
Not really. You went to Mass.
I never went to Mass, aside from the times I received the sacraments. Baptism, First Communion, Confirmation, and my wedding.
I didn't know that.
Oh, yes. I was taught by nuns, learned a few prayers, but nothing else. That only changed when you received your First Communion and started begging me to take you to Mass every single day.
I wanted to receive as much Eucharist as possible.
You have a gift of faith, mi amor. You brought me to believe in the Eucharist. Before, there was not much faith in me.
I need to find a way to tell everyone else, Mama, to help everyone believe Jesus is really present in the Eucharist.
And I'm sure you will. Now, come on, let's go. I need to get back to the house. I have soup on the stove.
Mama, nobody listens to me. Gio never wants to talk about the faith in my catechism class. I don't know what to do with them, Mama.
7 and 8-year-olds can be hard to entertain. They just weren't ready for adoration yet. Come, Carlo, let's go.
When will they be, Mama? When they're older? Because Gio's older. He's 15 and he still thinks adoration is boring.
I thought adoration was boring until I was 33.
You're right, Mama. I have to be patient. I just want to know that I'm not wasting any time.
You told me that no time in our Lord's presence is wasted. So don't worry. You spend enough time in adoration for 5 boys your age. Now come, it's time to go home. Minestrone is on the stove.
Any loose change? Just a little for dinner tonight. Have mercy on the homeless. God bless you. God bless.
Mama, look! Hello. I don't have any change on me right now, but I can run home and get you some soup. Right, Mama? You have enough for him too, right?
Yes. I made plenty.
What's your name?
I'm Matteo.
Matteo, I'll be right back.
Carlo, wait for me.
I'll meet you at home, Mama.
Carlo!
Whoa! Don't slam the door, Carlo.
Papa! My friend Matteo needs a sleeping bag. May I give him mine?
Matteo? I don't remember a Matteo.
I bought the sleeping bag with my own money. Can I please give it to him?
Are you sure?
He needs it more than me.
I don't see why not.
Thanks, Dad.
But why does he need it? Is Matteo going on a camping trip?
Mama, can I use one of your containers for the minestrone?
Yes, Carlo.
Thank you, Mama.
You are welcome.
I'll be right back.
Who is Matteo?
A homeless man.
A homeless man?
Carlo has many friends. Did you know he is well acquainted with the janitor of the apartment building across the street?
How did he meet him?
He introduced himself, apparently. I just learned this because it's the doorman's birthday tomorrow, and the janitor and Carlo are surprising him with a cake.
What a kid.
Matteo!
You came back.
Of course I came back, my friend. I told you I would.
A sleeping bag and soup? For me?
Yes. My mother made the soup. It's minestrone. Do you like that?
That's my favorite.
Good. Here, let me help you set up the sleeping bag.
Why are you helping me? Who told you to do this?
It's what I like to do. It's how Jesus invited us to live, to stay close to him and his friends.
And a little rich boy like you likes to copy Jesus?
I love Jesus. I always want to be close to him. That's my life plan.
I think you really mean that.
Of course I do. Where are you from, Matteo?
I grew up in Rome, but I have been in Milan for a long time.
Well, you've chosen a good place to be your new home.
I don't have a home, Carlo.
The church. It's your home. It's a very special home.
Thank you, Carlo, for the soup and the sleeping bag. Most people don't give anything, not even conversation.
Oh, well, I have lots of conversation. I'll come and say hi on my way to school tomorrow.
See you then. And thank your mother for the soup. It's delicious.
I will. Have a good night. Jesus, I know you are here with me in the tabernacle. I love you. Thank you for being here. Thank you for my new friend Mateo. Please, keep him warm and safe tonight. Thank you for letting me love him. Help me to bring my friends to you. I want them to know that the more Eucharist we receive, the more we become like you. And on earth, we can have a foretaste of heaven. Help me to find ways to do that. I want to be a saint, Jesus. Please, make me into one. Amen. Good night, Jesus.
Hi, this is Peter Atkinson, founder of the Merry Beggars. Tune in to episode 3, A Website for Miracles, to hear the next installment of Carlo Acutis. Listen to all the episodes and discover new shows at thesaintspodcast.com.
The Merry Beggars is the entertainment division of Relevant Radio.